Welcome to the bad boy pod, talking bad boy bards, make a good girl nuts with the bad boy swag. Having conversations that a bad boy mad, sit down, relax, kick back, have a blast, enjoy the bad boy pod brought to you.
Did you see that pod? There was like a thread on Twitter about like the most chaotic award show moments. Did you see that thread?
No. What?
Okay. Because
most
I think
chaotic
maybe
award show moments.
Most chaotic award show moments. You know the type. Because I feel like I was going to send you one of the tweets over. Yeah, but I was like, maybe I'll save it for the pod because it is a Fergie performance that I feel like I certainly did not remember, but it is definitely one for the history books. Are you interested in watching it?
Yeah, I'm interested. That's funny. She's had some bad times.
Yeah,
now,
I don't think she's
confirm or deny whether or not her performance is good because it's always
okay.
Bad.
I will deny that it's good because it's definitely bad. Let me find it.
But the national anthem, I will never forget.
No, hashtag never forget because it's America. Okay, so this is a performance of Fergie performing Fergalicious.
This isn't when she pisses her pants or when her.
She's
drunk.
I don't know, but she's definitely not saying any of the lyrics.
So, did it? I don't know. It probably cut out or some shit.
No,
that's hilarious.
You mean like you think she would thought she was lip syncing?
It's lip syncing.
Right.
Well,
like, did you?
Wow.
Do you think she was?
I love that sound she's making.
Yeah, that's the Fergie. That's the Fergalicious definition thing. That's her thing.
That's what makes the men go loco. Is that the?
Yeah, I believe that is the sound that makes the men go loco. I mean, if I heard it more than twice a year, it would definitely make me go loco.
I don't remember that. I just remember her splitting her pants, I think, once. Also, one time peeing herself. I think one time she had a tamp slip or something. Like, someone saw the string. I'm just remembering them wrong. I think
Fergie
she's
had
some crazy performances.
Slip? Is that what it's called? A tamp slip?
I think it qualifies as a tamp slip if you can see string.
Oh, I see London, I see France. Oh, speaking of tampon, that fucking thing I sent you.
Sorry, Kevin's muted.
Is Kevin here?
He just got flustered and left.
I understand. It's hard to be around powerful women like us sometimes.
It's really true. There's no space for him.
When he's not here, I feel like we need to address the elephant in the room, which is have Kevin James and Mark McGrath met.
Oh, wow. Two powerful men, two powerful white men.
Truly powerhouses of the white male. But on very different ends of the spectrum.
You're right. One is a huge rocker. The same spectrum in almost decade.
Right. One is definitely one of the biggest rockers of America, for sure. Oh, and the other one came back. So let's not talk about him when he's right here. He really knows how to make
an
entrance.
He's just large and in charge, and that's just talking about his big old bucket hat, baby. The fuck is your problem, Kevin? Relax and get your audio up here.
I'm scared that Kevin's recording is going to be botched because he left.
Should we do a stop and then?
So maybe we should do a stop and start. I think we should do a stop and frisk.
Okay, bye.
Incredible. Well, what a
fucking Kevster.
Quick little stop and frisk that was.
Oh, God. He really frisked us to death there.
He nearly frisked us straight into death. But what we were talking about before was, of course, tampons and that Prince Charles thing.
Moist.
So this was.
Oh, my God. How could I fucking forget?
Okay. Moist tampons all the way, though. Definitely sure. Team Moist tampon. Okay,
nothing
so this
like
is something
pulling out the driest tampon of your life.
Oh, email Diane your dry tampon stories.
Please.
Email Diane your dry tampons as well, because she prefers them.
Is a collector.
Ones. Oh, she is a collector. She is a collector. Dry. She would love to know which day of your cycle is the driest. But, you know, wow. And Diane would like to know that. Of course not me, and definitely not Julia.
Leave Heidi the hell alone.
More not me. Anyway, so apparently Prince Charles was caught on tapes expressing his love for Camilla by telling her he wished he was her tampon.
Honestly, romance is not dead. I think that is so hot.
That is so hot. That's all I've wanted.
Why hasn't anyone wanted to be my tampon before?
Julia, I would love to. You're my dry tampon.
You're my dry tamp.
Anyway, I'm Julia Davidovich, and sometimes I just put a tampon up there and take it out right away so I could feel that friction, baby.
Mm. Oh boy, that sounds fucking terrible.
I'm sorry.
And it is what I do.
Yeah, I know. It's just your little way of inflicting pain on yourself. You gotta respect it.
Listen, whatever.
The originality, at least.
Get my jollies or whatever they say.
Oh yeah, that's definitely what they say. Jollies could definitely be a subscription tampon brand that advertises on Instagram.
Yeah, it's like they're entirely cotton and dye-free and just perfect for your sweet little pussy.
They're dye-free and perfect for your sweet little pussy. No, but you, who am I?
My name is Zoe Glar.
There we go.
And what I say
is,
yeah, just like keep it wet in there. It's if my pussy isn't filled with tampons, then I don't even leave the house.
No. I mean,
it's just a slick little waterfall down there, baby.
It takes like 90. I was going to keep going with it. I was going to be like, it takes like 90 tampons to fill me up. Anyway.
Have you ever tried to put in two? Has anyone? Please email Diane your two tampon stories.
Probably.
I want to hear them.
I mean, I would say this. Probably not on, you know, maybe it's like, oh, I need to put one in and you forget to take it out, the other one out.
At most.
You very quickly realize that, you know.
I've had a go to put in one and then literally the last one fall out into the toilet and me just be like, how could I literally forget that was
That's amore. That's amore.
So please. I mean, amore. It's a tampon story, baby. And if you have one, please email Diane. She is just fucking salivating at the
tampon
the
art. We'll put some tampon art in the sliderama. Not, of course, not used tampon art, because I don't want to see that shit anywhere near my face. But just like art that's made from dry, unused tamperines. Let's go. Tampolines. It's French. Who are your bad boys on the block this week?
Wrote them down, baby, because it's beautiful continuation. Tambourine. It's beautiful tambourine.
Beautiful tambourine. Wow, we really sound like
beautiful soul.
If this is anyone's first episode, I'm deeply sorry, because I feel like we're really talking in code today.
They're really like, new year, new me. I'm going to start a new podcast and listen to some absolute lunatics.
Yeah, they'll
infantize every word.
Happy new year to you.
Oopsie boogity.
Tampa doodle doos, like, you know, whatever.
Tamp girls here to bring you to 2021, everyone's favorite year.
Blah. I mean, so far, so good.
So far, so good. So far, so good.
So far, so good.
When are we doing our death drops?
Our death drops?
Like saying, or Jerry Fingers, the drops lost. Because we really did a whole colonoscopy right before.
Full colonoscopy of Kevin, and let's just say some chunks came out. Is that how colonoscopies work? He didn't eat for 24 hours. Jam. Yeah. We'll say it. Well, let's do some Jerry Fingers to the drops we lost. We did a drop a cost, if you will. Certainly.
A real drop a cost.
So we actually cut two from the Amy Coney Barrett episode. I guess she is irrelevant now and not on the Supreme Court for the rest of her life. So let's start with Badonkadonk 2. I do not hate chinchillas. And then, do you hate warm puppies? That wasn't good at all.
I do not hate warm puppies.
That was really one of my worst impressions to date.
Oh, I thought you were saying not a good drop, and I wasn't taking it personally. Because not a great drop.
She's no damn Jeffrey Tubster, but like, who is, you know?
Yeah. Certainly didn't use her in death either.
No. And then a badonkadonk to yee-hoo! Shout out to Akon in Akon City. Akon City is the only place in the world unimpacted by coronavirus. Just kidding.
I'm very curious.
This next one has been with us. This next one has been with us for a while, but I guess like many things, it's going to be left in 2020. Get it right, get it tight.
Oh yeah.
Famously used when we're talking about pussies. Right, and then, you know, we still have the funky Teela version, but the non-dub version of Jesus Christ and His Wife Always Win has been deported from Kevin.
Deported from Kevin into the ether and just exists in our inboxes. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, she's still on my computer, you know. Teela can't, she'll never stray too far. But why don't you play the dub version just for fun?
I mean,
I mean, that's
like Christmas again.
Oh, it really does. That song brings me right back to the holidays. Well, you know, we just wanted to give those drops the sign off they deserve. They all did their part in one way or another, whether they got one play or seven. They really left their stamp on Bad Boy Pod, and we are grateful for their service.
They really stamped it out on there.
They did.
And I thank them for it.
I do too. So who are your bad boys, by the way?
I have a continuation of my, oh my God, a fridge update for fuck's sake.
Fridge update.
Oh, here's a pick for the slider baby.
Yeah, definitely pick for the slider baby.
I just can't believe it. We now have two fridges because of
Leah Wicked.
I guess so. When will this be over? And what I've learned.
What have you learned?
There's no such thing as a free fridge. You know, so it never comes without cost.
So what's exactly happening? You now have two fridges in your kitchen.
Okay, so they came to drop off the fridge, did a whole to-do about it. Hilarious. Sure.
Yeah.
Definitely fit through the door. Amazing. Fit through the little doorway. Even more amazing. Mm-hmm. But then the water hookup was wrong. So like now we have to have a plumbie poo come and check, you know, do some shit that I don't understand. Because I don't give a shit.
I feel like the plumbie poo will be either, it could be either way, good boy or bad boy, to be honest, but I have faith in the plumbie poo.
Yeah, but like on top of that, then someone else has to come and fucking move that shit. Please. This is just like being dragged out. Yeah.
It's a little too many people during a pandemic. What?
It really is. It really is. But anyway, whatever. Who gives a shit? It's like really a nice fridge. I'm so excited.
It's really a fucking nice fridge. Like I want to say.
She's a whirly.
She's a whirly gig. That's great.
She's a whirlpool and she's like fucking stainless steel. She has an ice machine.
I saw that ice baby and I could not believe. Oh, ice baby.
We cannot forget to bring that up.
Bad boy.
Good one. You really did it there.
I think you got him good. Thank you. I said it. Wait, can I ask you a serious question?
Sure.
Literally nothing to do with ice.
Okay,
where do you stand on people calling the pandemic like anything that's a long word that begins with a P? Like the first person I heard do it was Crystal on the Read. And I was like into it when she was doing it because I was like, haha, it's one person's calling it a panorama. And I like that. And then Jerry started doing it. So naturally I thought it was no longer funny. But now I see it all over the place.
Amore.
It certainly
Isn't
is.
Isn't it fun to be in love?
I love love.
I love,
but now
being
it's
in
everywhere,
love.
And I'm hearing people are like, "We're in the middle of a parallelogram. We're in the middle of a pandemonium. We're in the middle of a pesto pasta." That one I made up, but like you know what I mean.
That one's funny though. I mean, if you did that one, I'd do a straight up hee hee hee. But the thing is, I don't know. It's like with anything, it's formulaic jokes on Twitter.
Yeah.
Once you see it 10 times, you're like, enough.
You've created a monster. That's how I feel.
You know?
It's a bit of a monster.
Someone created a monster and now
like,
we all have to suffer
be
for
something,
it.
Right. It better be something really fucking funny. That's all I'm going to say. Do you have another bad boy?
This is a small one-off arena, but it happened two fucking days in a row and I can't believe it. Oh my God. No, wait. Okay. Well, okay. Then I have another one. that is unbelievable too.
Oh wow.
I'm having the worst week of my life.
You've had quite the 2021. Okay, go on.
I mean, they're just so small, but I mean, now that we have a podcast to complain on, this is where I put my complaints, baby. I keep dipping my drawstring of my coffee into my coffee.
Wait, what? No, your drawstring.
I just put my drawstring into my coffee. What is wrong
with
me?
Yeah, you did.
Drawstring of my sweater into my coffee. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, there's something hot on my tit. And then there's like this scalding hot brown. Like,
oh.
And it looks like I'm breastfeeding coffee.
I mean, I wish. Wow.
Yummy, yummy,
I
yummy. Mean,
babies would be even more miserable than they are already. But like, it would be convenient for me.
Damn. Jeffrey Toobin?
Yeah.
I'd suckle right up there.
Oh, okay.
For a hot treat. So then, anyway, so that's my second bad boy. Third bad boy okay. is Laundry yeah, yeah, Villain. Yeah. Definitely struck again. I mean,
Laundry
in just
villain
a hilarious way.
Right.
Really is.
Well, okay. Here's the thing, though. How fast are you getting there? Like, do you hear the thing buzz and then you run there? Or like, how much time are you giving him to retrieve the laundry?
I'm giving him, I mean, first of all, let me just spoil it. He literally still has not retrieved it.
What? That was yesterday you texted me about it.
Yeah. And it is Sunday.
Okay. That's bad. That's a laundry villain for sure.
That's a laundry villain. You're a fucking lunatic at this point.
Yeah. Leaving your laundry in a public, in like an apartment wide comp. No.
No, it's no. simply just, you're selfish anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
So this time I did a little spicy trick and I put it in a nice garbage bag and then I put a tiny hole in the garbage bag in case they want to use that garbage bag. And anyway,
you
I really
are a
do.
Bitch.
I really hope they do.
You put a
I
hole
them.
In the garbage bag so that like when they put their fucking leftover lo mein in there, it drips all over their kitchen floor. That
Absolutely.
Is evil. That is pure evil.
I know they can't say no to a free garbage bag at this point. Who could?
No, I've seen their photo. I mean that too.
If I wanted to be a huge fucking asshole, I'd make it a scented bag. So I think I'm being really nice.
You used your garbage bag?
I used a beautiful new white garbage bag
that you donated.
A tiny hole in.
That's so, beautiful, that's literally sorry. Cold as ice. But I love you for it, I think. I mean, it's scary because I don't think you've ever had a conversation with this gentleman. Yeah, you're actively plotting for his kitchen to be covered in shit. Is your hope that it just like the disgusting trash liquid leaks out or that a bigger hole forms and
here's the
collapses
thing. Here's the
all
thing.
Over. Okay.
I'm throwing to the universe by saying this is nice of me to put their fucking unmentionables, your fucking underwear and socks, your goddamn elastic waist khakis.
Oh, that's shameful.
Into a
that's
bag shameful. For you that may or may not have a hole in it.
I mean, look.
Listen, I just saved them a few seconds.
Right. And you're not gonna give them a hamperino.
No, I wouldn't put a hole in the bottom of a hamper either, but this is just a single white bag.
Right. They're
Who
not.
Who knew where that hole came from?
You'll never be confronted for this. It's the perfect crime.
I think so.
And, you know, ideally he'll blame himself. He'll be like, wow, I'm such an idiot for puncturing my garbage bag. That's the wish.
Yeah. He'll just
really
probably be like, ugh,
mentally.
This is why they gave me this bag. They suck. I really did it. I'm a huge prankster. Put me on that fucking prank show.
You are. Did you know that the Jersey boys have a prank show?
What?
Paulie D and Vinny.
I
have a prank
sure
show.
It's not good.
No,
what?
It's definitely not good. I only saw a preview and it was like someone fake vomiting and the thing is like it's clearly everyone's an actor and it's very obvious. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news here, but I don't think that the Jersey Shore prank show is real.
Uh-oh, magic of Hollywood
don't
alert.
Don't cancel me. Anyway, okay, I have a little bit of a BB.
Okay, please lay it on us all.
So yesterday we ordered Szechuan Chinese food, which I very rarely have because it's a hot one.
Man, it is a huge hot one, you're right.
But it's delicious.
Sorry,
and I was
really interrupted you.
Oh, it's fine. And I was just like freaking eating it up, gobble, gobble, gobble. And this morning I woke up and I have like fire chest. I think it's acid reflux, but like my chest, I have fire chest. That's all I, that's all there is to say about it. And I had to have plain pasta for lunch.
Loser. Wow. Nothing on it. Just butter or just plain raw dogging noodles.
No, I wasn't raw dogging. I wasn't raw dogging. There was broccoli in it and like some garlic powder. And
nothing
butter.
More disgusting than being in a restaurant and looking over and seeing a baby and like holding pasta in their hands. Shoveling in their mouth. I never want to go to a restaurant ever again.
Like spaghetti. Oh my God, no. Like spaghetti.
Oh, anything. It's just like, I get that you got to teach your baby how to eat. Just
give your baby like a macaroni, something small that can just slip right down there. Like, it shouldn't be a process. Like, there shouldn't be like bits and pieces. Just give them one noodle. Like, it's too much.
Make your baby choke.
How about how babies dance? Email me, because I don't
how
like
do
it.
Babies dance. And what are just, you like, talking about?
They just like bounce up and down.
You've been watching a lot of TikTok though.
They literally have no moves.
They have no moves. They have no rhythm.
No, you've
huge
seen it. They just like,
asses.
They do. I mean, the diapers do a lot the for diapers. That donk. They mm-hmm. really donk it up. And it's funny. Yeah.
I really wish I had a baby ass sometimes. I feel like in quarantine, my ass is certainly flattening despite all the sheer sitting that I do. Is that science?
I've been sitting so much. I should have a huge ass. And I do think that's how it works.
Really? Okay. Still, email Diane.
Okay. So we do have a interesting Death Watch update.
Is this L Dog?
L Dog, Larry oh King God. Himself. He's nearly 90. He's hospitalized with COVID. So I do think we've had him on Death Watch. And I was trying to remember why we mentioned him, and I think it had something to do with the
dream
fact
divorce.
That, yeah, with I think he got dream divorced to his like seventh wife or something.
How do you think he got COVID? Do you think it was just holiday parties? Because
yeah, I'm pretty sure it was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a holiday party. I mean, the timing's right for Thanksgiving.
Incredible job, Larry.
So proud of Larry. He's incredibly old, really risky to get COVID at this age. And, you know, got to give him props for going for it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe we shouldn't COVID blame him. Maybe we should COVID blame his family or whoever fucking gave it to him.
Hey,
like
look,
whoever insisted on bringing over Hala and coughing all over it.
Yeah. Whoever insisted on coughing on Larry King, I blame you for this most recent hospitalization, but it's true. But he is on D watch, and he's been on D watch. So if he does D, he will be the first person on D watch to D. We've been very wrong about a lot of things.
You're right. You're absolutely right. We are podcasters, comma, journalists, comma, wrong about everything, usually.
And then, like, also, comma, death date guessers. We could be like those people at the carnival that guesses weight, but we'll guess their death date, and they'll never be able to tell us we were wrong.
You're right, because they may die before that person. You're right.
Exactly.
You're right.
Exactly.
Spicy?
Anyway, email Diane if you'd be interested in that. Okay. And then the other bad boy update is Vanilla Ice performed at Mar-a-Lago New Year's Eve party. And Don Jr. was there singing.
Oh, boy. I mean, I guess I'll try and get a little sliver of him singing for the Slimer. Because gross.
Yeah. Trump wasn't there, though. So big upset.
That was that's funny. I mean, did we not call or did you call that at least one of the boys that was singing there? Can we go through the list of entertainment?
Vanilla Ice and the Beach Boys. People there. Wow. Donald Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle, of course. Attached at the Hip, Two Peas in a Pod, Best Couple in the World.
All my favorite people.
Rudy Giuliani and Matt Gaetz. I hate that guy, Matt Gaetz. He's gross. So anyway, incredible New Year's Eve party. Do you have a good New Year's Eve?
Yeah. Amazing New Year's Eve. Ringing in a new, brand new perfect year where nothing
awake?
Will go wrong.
Were you awake until midnight?
Yes. Yes.
The fireworks did not appease Sullivan. I'll tell you that.
No, I'm sure they did not.
Yeah, he does not.
Is he
like
still
it.
Slipping it off? Yeah.
Yeah, he's still recovering. No, they forget so quickly. It's like you were so scared last night. You were shivering so hard. You
crammed yourself behind a toilet.
Well, yeah. Well, he likes to cram himself behind a toilet or like shake violently on top of my head when he's scared. Like that's where he decides to sleep and just like shake himself to sleep.
Two of his favorite toilets.
Okay, let me see. Any other thingamabobbles? We talked about Larry King, so that's a check off the list. No, I don't think so. I think we could move on to our bad boy.
I nearly got coffee out my nose just thinking. Like, we got Larry King up on the list. Just, that is our target demographic.
I mean, there's like... No, we have to. We are the source for bad boy news. And that means if Larry King, who we've spoken about once in like almost 100 episodes of this freaking thing, if you can believe it.
It's true. Yeah, we by have the to, way.
What?
Sorry. Your pillow says Jew.
My pillow says Jew.
Do you not see that?
Okay. That's so funny.
It does.
I mean, it's reverse for, is it mirrored for you maybe?
It must be. I'll take a pic.
Yeah, please take a pic. We're definitely putting it in Wilmer's Slatorama because I do see what you mean, although for me it's reverse.
It's a spooky
turnaround. Jew. It's a spooky Jew right there. Jew. Wow. Yeah. No. It really does look like Jew. We'll post that in Wilmer Slatorama and you can decide whether it looks like Jew or not. Okay, let's move on to our bad boy of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting political again, baby. That's this is definitely what the people want.
Yeah, just like the first episode of the new year and we're talking right, we had political.
We had to go in with a classic scumbag, if you will. I'd say that he's a Mr. I don't know. He's definitely like...
I mean... My favorite thing about him is liking a porn tweet on 9/11. So
yeah, I mean, I guess he's really a Mr. Stepmom porn tweet on 9/11. Your gal, it's Ted Cruz.
Yeah, I mean,
okay. Sucks. So I'm gonna give you a choice. Would you rather guess his net worth or the number of Instagram followers he has?
Oh my!
I know it's a tough choice, and That's I'm a gonna. Tough choice. I think I'm gonna give you this choice each week.
Oh, okay, fine.
But I will also share
God,
both
this
results.
Is so hard. Okay, because I gotta know. I'll go for, you know, just for the sake of it, let's do the Instagram followers, baby.
All right, what are you thinking? This is exciting. This is hard. Huge.
This is tough.
Yeah,
I'm going to say 380K.
Look. You're really giving him a lot of credit because he only has 61,900 Instagram
followers. It's like, how do you know?
I mean, I don't think politicians are like big on the gram, like other than AOC. It's just like,
I mean,
they're way more
not.
Like, I'm sure his Facebook following is fucking lit, though.
But it feels like there are people out there, you know, like, I don't know, aunts and uncles that we don't
Certainly.
Like.
Yeah.
Who are just like, I'm on Instagram and I follow Ted Cruz.
What would possess you to follow Ted Cruz on Instagram?
Being 65 and older.
Diane.
I don't know.
I mean, that's true.
And living in Texas.
And he has $4 million. His net worth is $4 million.
Fucking loser.
I know. I had the
Get
same
richer,
thought.
Bitch.
I was like, don't you have coal money? Like, aren't you supposed to be in big oil or something?
Aren't you literally fucking rich?
I guess not.
Wow. What kind of fucking loser politician is this that you people put
Seriously.
Into power with this $4 million? My God.
Think about that. And 61,900 Instagram. You can't even get a fucking tummy tea deal with that many followers. Like, he has no future as an influencer, if you ask me.
You're right. You're really right.
Like, come on.
No.
Grow your brand, Ted.
Yeah. Grow your brand, Ted.
Leave Heidi the hell alone.
And leave Heidi alone.
And I mean, if anyone needs to leave Heidi the hell alone, it's certainly Tedrick.
Wow. Can you guess how many Heidi followers she has? You know what I mean, though.
How many followers Heidi has? How many IG followers?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say like 33,100. I'm giving her a lot, honestly, but.
She's my best friend. What a loser.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
How many?
Wow. What did you say again?
I said 32.3 or something. 33.2.
Oh, man, you want to fucking marry this bitch. 4,268.
Wow. Heidi. Oh my God.
Here's her flex, though. Here's her flex. Okay. She follows four people. So,
that's a fucking flex, Heidi. Who are That's they? Let me flex. Guess. Ted, of course. Ted, of course. I'm going to say maybe a child and then real Donald Trump. Ooh, no, hold on. Ted, POTUS, Trump.
So she follows Ted Cruz twice, Instagram Texas and Southern Living Mag. So incredible.
Oh, wow. She has incredible taste. Happy for Heidi. Just kidding. Her life sucks. So the reason we were debating between
be kind to everyone.
You're right. I'm sorry I said that, Heidi. We settled on Ted Cruz. We were debating between a couple bad boys to really kick this year off with a hot one, if you will. But right. It came out yesterday that. Yeah, absolutely. It's hot in Texas where Ted is from. Okay, so Ted Cruz is like leading a group of Republicans who are going to like a group of Republican senators who are going to object to the 2020 when Congress is supposed to like confirm the election results and be like, okay, Joe Biden is like legit the president now. A group of senators led by Ted Cruz are going to object to it, like unless they set up the creation of an electoral commission to audit the results.
Go home.
Go home, Ted. Go home, Ted. But it just like, and Jerry and I were talking about this, but it's just like such a fucking obvious like plea for Trump voters when Ted Cruz eventually runs for president because he's kind of young. He's 50. Like he, I don't know. Like, do you think that, because, you know, in the past like couple days, and obviously I'm sure 1,000 things will happen before this comes out. And if we really need to do a Ted Cruz update, we will. But I mean, God forbid, nightmare update. Can't wait. But like, do you think that Trump genuinely believes that he's going to win the election? Like, did you hear that fucking the call that got leaked today?
Ugh, another leaked call.
A huge leak.
Huge leak. Yeah, I don't know. Put some Pampers cruisers in that little leak. When someone outside of this country texts me about it, or just like, isn't like, you know, they're just like, oh, did you hear about this Ted Cruz thing? And I'm like, what do you mean? Of like, which one? Like for since the dawn of time, they've just been fussing about like this changes nothing. It will never change anything. He's a moron. They're all stupid. It's so transparent what they do. Just get this shit out of here.
I know.
The loser.
But he never will. He never will.
But it is really a plea for his future in politics.
And I think he is like one of the more genuinely disliked senators across all of the aisles. Like, I think he just is not, he's not well liked. They're like, there was like a montage of clips I was watching of different Republicans basically making fun of Ted Cruz. Like Lindsey Graham was making fun of him. There was like this weird Alex Jones clip where like a booger falls out of Ted Cruz's nose and like it like drips onto his lip and then onto his lower lip and he like sucks it into his mouth and it looks like he like ate his booger, I guess. He's genuinely hated.
Well, I mean, when Lindsay's making fun of you, that's how you know it's bad.
I know.
I didn't know the booger clip was that extensive. I thought he was one of the people that was like, now my nose is just so itchy once I started talking about boogers. I don't know. I didn't think he was sucking that shit back.
He's a booger eater. That shit back. He's a booger eater.
Love
yeah.
It. Incredible.
You do think he's a Zodiac killer?
No, I mean, it's still fucking impossible. I don't think he's old enough.
Yeah, I mean, he's also just like, it's like not that he's not interesting. He's really just like arrogant scum. And there was that like his college roommate at Princeton, who I guess is a screenwriter. Like he wrote the second Hangover movie or something. And he was tweeting about what it was like being Ted Cruz's college roommate. And apparently he had a lot of women found him creepy because he would like put on a paisley bathrobe and walk over to the women's side of the dorms and just like loiter in the hallways and like walk around the hallways.
Paisley would just make him look very sinister.
I know.
A weird vibe already.
Paisley is not Ted's vibe.
Not Ted's vibe at all. No.
Weird for him to do that. But like also there was a I guess his roommate said that he left a greasy film on everything, and him and his friend called it cruz, that like rhymes with scuzz, that because it was just like this grease that he left everywhere he went.
That's so creepy. What do you think his film is?
What do I think his film is from? It's definitely some sort of venom. It's definitely some sort of like youth serum gone wrong.
I think it's just, I don't know, it's probably where how he eats through his hands or something.
Oh, interesting. He like absorbs nutrients through his skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. That's how he just rubs bread on his arms and absorbs it into his body. And then just leaves a sludge behind. He's a very complex man.
Or maybe it's just like slug juice. You know how slug juice?
Yeah, they listen. People put it on their face.
It's called juice.
It's great.
Oh, right. Baby. They do. Have you ever worn a slug mask?
Oh, yeah. Is it slug or is it snail? It's snail. They're snail masks. And apparently they do it humanely, but I literally would not
believe that. How would they do that?
One bit. Like, what are you following a snail around?
Right. I mean, so you just have a bunch of snails. Like, how do they collect the snail juice?
Email Diane if you know how the snail juice is collected.
I'm not like justice for snails, but like, if I need a cause, that's a good one for me to pick up. Did you know Ted Cruz was born in Calgary?
Yes, I did.
You did? Did you know that he renounced his Canadian citizenship in 2014?
I did.
Did that upset you deeply?
So much. So much.
Imagine being a dual citizen with Canada and renouncing your American or your Canadian
so
one.
So stupid. Just like so the dumbest dumb. Thing you
could do. Also, like, he's going to have to flee.
Probably. I mean, Calgary would be a safe place for him, to be honest.
Is it Seems Republican? Like it.
That province is pretty Republican. He would do well in Alberta. He would have transitioned well to a conservative in Canada, I think, because he's an oil dummy.
Yeah, well, according to his college roommate, he's always been like as like super duper far right, like staunch conservative since the get-go. That's just like always been who he was. So I guess I admire that about him, that he's really stuck to his guns, literally, because he loves guns.
Loves guns. Very self-serving.
Definitely was endorsed by the Duck Dynasty guy. And that's an endorsement that you just got to have. No one has won the presidency without the Duck Dynasty guy. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, it's true. It goes KKK, then Duck Dynasty.
Like after 4 years in Trump's America, it's like impossible to imagine that Duck Dynasty guy would be for anyone other than Trump.
It's true. I really don't think he's going to have a politician going forward at all that'll like, unless it's Ivanka, of course.
You don't think Ted is going to run for P-Dog in 2024?
He won't get far. He's not.
Why else would
far.
He be like really suckling so. Donald's tit right now? Like, unless he.
I mean, there's a few videos that people have put together where they're just like, watch Ted Cruz flip flop on Donald Trump for like 4 minutes. And it's just like, yeah, because that's what they all do. Because they all just want positions. And it's like, they say one thing when they're up and trying to, whatever, get votes and shit and get the nomination. And once they realize that all they can do is suck their dick, it's like,
I know.
Slurp it down, baby.
And like, Ted is super duper suckling on Donald's little anus, and it's gross to watch. But yeah, when they were running, like Donald Trump, when they were running in the primary in 2016, Donald Trump like told Ted Cruz, remember he like said that Ted Cruz's dad was involved in the JFK assassination. Ted Cruz like basically refused to endorse Trump for weeks after Trump like won the primary,
and that was at a point too where all other Republicans were just like, wow, Ted Cruz, why can't he just accept that Donald Trump is just like, shut up, all of you are the same, you're literally all the same,
they're all the same. I know,
they're all little boys. I hate them all.
I know. I hate the little boys as well. So, I mean, policy wise, he obviously has all of the worst ones, but he urged Trump to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. And this quote, which I thought was particularly Ted Cruz-y. He called the Supreme Court decision legalizing same-sex marriage among the darkest hours of our nation.
Okay, bitch.
Like,
wow.
Be more fucking extra.
You're such a loser. My wow. God.
Can I tell you about some?
Up.
Can I tell you some about some hilarious TikTok drama?
Please. Okay, I don't know so anything about it.
So there's this cake decorator on TikTok who's a guy, and he's never shown his face, but he works at Cold Stone, and it's just like point of view videos of him making cake and ice cream and shit at Cold Stone. And he had commented, he has like a million followers on TikTok or something, and he had commented on a video that was like pro conversion therapy, being like, aww, hell yeah, essentially. And oh, he got super duper canceled.
No way. Yep. Oh no. So
now they like dug up all this other shit that was like something that he posted on the day that the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage, like something he posted that was like a quote from the Bible that was super like man and woman-y, you know.
Oh, no.
So they're really doing big things over on TikTok, guys.
Okay, well, yeah. Cold Stone only hires these people.
I can't. I'm never going to go to Cold Stone again, and that's fine with me.
Cold Stone canceled.
Cold Stone.
Cold canceled.
Cold canceled. Also, I just really ripped off my toenail. I'm sorry to say that.
Oh, God. I really...
But it was clinging. It was a cling-on.
Oh, you got a clingy off?
I got a cling-on, and it was like sticking into my foot a little bit, so I had to yank it.
One sometimes second,
my throw it away. You want to see how big it was?
Yeah, we'll put it in the slider. I want to.
Okay.
Listeners got to see this shit. Wow, you really gave yourself a little petty there. This is the first petty you've ever received.
Oh yeah, I famously hate petties. Because I don't like when people touch my feet. Well, first of all, I have very sensitive feet. I wouldn't expect you to understand with your feet as hard as nails. Let me take a photo for Wilmer.
Yeah,
this is
she
gross.
Means me. I'm not going to get a pedicure for 7 years now, but whatever.
Have you ever cracked open an egg and there was a baby chicken there?
Nope. And I have not seen blood either in eggs.
Oh. I've seen a tiny dollop of blood, but nothing serious.
Have not had that. I've had a boiled egg every fucking day this week, though. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, might as well talk to you.
On a boiled egg train.
Delicious. Okay. Amazing. Ted Cruz. Let me think. Did I say anything else? Oh, did you know that he supported a law banning the sale of dildos?
Yeah, I did. And
King.
That's why people were just like, you know, right? That's why people were just like, wait a second. So you hate dildos, but you love porn?
And he loves stepmom porn. And his college roommate was like, him being anti-masturbation would be new to me, blah, 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 which is gross to think about. But like, it makes sense.
He really pulled it so much.
Oh, he for sure pulled it on the reg. He still pulls it. I mean, he pulls it more than Heidi does. I'll tell you that much.
Absolutely.
It's all on her. It's her choice not to pull it.
I feel like Heidi might cheat on him. I don't know. It's just a vibe I get. What do
Heidi
you think?
Vibes.
Email Diane.
Leave Heidi the hell alone. Unless you're giving her that D better than Ted, in which case, continue, please.
Leave Heidi the hell alone.
Absolutely. I'm going to look at her.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at her and make some assumptions.
I'm going to make some assumptions. Let's see. I'm going to really make some assumptions about the relationship right now.
Oh, right. She worked at Goldman Sachs for a really long time. So she's a bad girl too. She's a bad girl.
That's usually an indication of a really nice person.
No, but she might cheat. She might like fucking sit on men's faces and then walk away.
I think they're on shady watch.
Are they on divorce watch? Or are they on like open marriage watch?
Open marriage watch, but like
Swinger
we don't
watch.
Know about it. Swinger okay. watch, but I feel like they've just had a bad relationship this whole time. You know,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, do you think Heidi likes the beard or hates the beard?
I think she's liking the beard because it looks different. You know,
right? I don't know. I
and
feel like the beard sort
for.
Of levels him up as a villain. Like, it sort of just gives him another disgusting attribute.
I don't know. Yeah, his face used to look a little bit, and sorry to shame Ted Cruz's face and tell people that he looks like an action figure, but he literally looks like an action figure. Kind of like take off Woody from Toy Story's hat, and then I'm like staring at a picture of Ted Cruz right now.
Yeah, give it a beard. Paint a beard on that bitch.
Paint a beard on that, and that is, yeah, he's Woody.
You know what I bet he does look like is like a Wolverine action figure.
Yeah.
But not, he's not yoked. Anyway, I don't know. I don't really have like any other tidbits about Ted Cruz. Like he's disgusting.
Ted bits.
Incredible. Tedward can suck on my nut. Oh, I wouldn't say all that.
I don't think the name is even Ted Cruz.
No, it's not. It's Raphael Edward Cruz.
Okay. Just so the people know.
Yeah. Because I think his dad is Cuban. Email Diane.
Yes.
Is that often, is that common that like Cuban people move to Canada?
I don't think so. I think that it was oil related that his dad moved to Canada. Also, don't trust me.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. And they lost all their money.
And I feel like that, yeah. Because he was naturalized, I think. Or birth of citizenship abroad is, I think we have the same certificate
I see, because but you were born in the U.S.
No, I was born in Canada.
Oh, poopity scoop.
But because my mom's American, I'm basically Ted Cruz. I'm basically Ted Cruz.
Because my mom is American, I'm basically Ted Cruz. Okay, well, new drop of two to you saying I'm basically Ted Cruz. Expect that next week.
Thank you.
That's all my notes on Ted Cruz, a whopping 61.9K Instagram followers. And okay, let's shut the door on Tedrick.
Tedrick, goodbye. Shut the door,
baby. Don't say a word. I don't think they've met. What do you think?
Maybe at an airport at most. But you're right. I don't think they've crossed paths.
I know. Mar-a-Lago has a lot of bad boys frequenting it, almost like the MTV Movie Awards and in past episodes. Do you think that, see, here's the thing. I don't know if Mark McGrath would know who Ted Cruz is, but I'm pretty sure Ted Cruz is a fan.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I don't know. Yeah, that's the only way that it would happen. Casino, airport, Mar-a-Lago, same vibe, same place. Only
casino,
place
airport, Mar-a-Lago,
golf
casino,
club,
airport,
maybe.
Mar-a-Lago. That's my dream date. Casino, airport, Mar-a-Lago.
Take me to all these places. I want to go.
Please. That's really where, that's how I want to get COVID.
yummy, yummy.
Dream COVID. Okay. Who is your good boy? Amore.
Oh my God. First of all.
Yeah.
Tushy update.
Oh, tushy update.
One clean little asshole.
Tell me about that asshole. Much. Oh, yeah. She's good, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She's good. I love her. I can see how you can overuse it, though, and get addicted, you know?
I guess.
You really get addicted to butt washing.
Did you put on the stream too hard yet?
Certainly. Certainly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You learn that lesson quick. I don't think this thing will get too hot. I feel like it really has like a gauge on temp, because like the tap is very hot, but the
mine is
not.
Mine is not temperature controlled. I don't have the temperature
one. Oh, so you just blast on. Oh, okay.
It's room temp. It's not that bad. It's kind of chilly, but I don't mind. I don't mind a chilly anus. I'm like, bring it on, baby. Dirty pop. Ooh,
really? It's a dirty
pop. I certainly hope not. I hope more of a clean pop, if I'm being frank.
I mean, it's dirty and then it gets clean. It's just, it's a pop. It gets
certainly
it gets the job done.
Do you dry off with toilet paper still?
I still have to, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had a heater, I'd fucking.
Sorry, I'm not going to fucking sit around drip drying for half an hour every time I pee.
How else do people do it? Like, how else
they
do
just
you do that?
They just put that fucking sopping wet ass in their underwear and call it a day, I guess.
There's no fucking way. Because, like, the sensation of water on my leg. The worst in the world. So
and
there's no way I'm walking around
like
with a dripping
coming
ass.
From your ass. Even if it's like clean water coming from your ass, like water dripping down your butt crack. No, thank you. That's a no from me.
No ass water down my leg, please.
Yeah, no ass water down the leg. But I like the
cleanest, cleanest ass in the West.
Oh, in the West.
And we are in the West, so we can
we
say
are.
That.
Yeah. I mean, look, I like having that tushy. I didn't think I would like the tushy as much as I do.
Mm-hmm. But and like I'm, paired with the fucking
squatty potty.
Shitting, Oh, yeah, yeah.
The shitting stool. I mean,
the thing is though, like, you walk in your bathroom and you're just like, this place is like it looks like a senior's living facility.
I know. I mean, should we take pictures of our setups for Wilmer Sliderama and do a side by side? But the thing is, once you poop with a tushy and a squatty potty, you cannot go back. You will like never feel like fresh out of poop or fresh with the tush again.
You're right. Those like, I feel like I don't even have a backache anymore. I'm not sure how that plays into it. I don't know. I feel like
your
a new person.
Your ass was so dirty that your back hurt. Like, that doesn't match up.
No, I'm just like, I don't know what I've done to my body.
Look, I'm glad that the tushy
is giving
you. I
feel like everything feels better.
I'm glad that the tushy is giving you all of that. My good boy is related, actually.
Wow, clean.
It's
asshole?
The rain.
Okay, you just
the rain that cleaned the asshole of Los Angeles because
she
really needed it, and the air has been so nice after it. And my grapefruit tree hasn't gotten water in years, and she was such a thirsty slut, and she drank it all up, and her leaves are nice and perky now, and I'm just happy for all of the plants, and the air from fire season that is no longer with us.
Oh my God, fire season air is true. Like, you forget that it is fire season air, and then you go through days and months of just like the air being shitty, and you're like, this is LA again. This is how it is usually, right? We just have shitty air all the time.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh, baby. Yeah. One day of rain, it's all washed away.
One day of rain, it's all washed away. So I'm happy about that. That's my good boy. Incredible. Do you have any other good boys?
I think so.
All right, let's do TV talk.
TV talk.
Yeah. I've been watching. Ooh, you know what I've been watching a lot of?
What is it?
It's a Vice special, because I fucking hate Vice now, obviously, because Vice is the lamest.
I know, they really are.
But revisiting Action Bronson.
Oh.
Fuck, that's delicious.
Fuck, that's delicious. Is it on YouTube? Is that where you're watching it?
It's on Hulu.
Oh, Hulu.
All four seasons.
I don't hate him.
I don't hate him either. In fact, I forgot how much I liked him. And
you said
his childlike wonder for food and friendship.
Uh-huh, beautifully said. You could definitely write the Hollywood Reporter recap. Well, that's great.
Dream job.
That's like a good thing. That's indeed. Like a good quarantine, like happy comfort watch, I think.
It kind of is because you're like, I don't know, someone enjoying themselves.
Yeah, even though it's like they're walking around and doing stuff.
That, but it is also nauseating seeing them share food with random people and just being like, no. Like, why is no one wearing masks?
I know.
It's a trip. It's such a weird thing watching old TV. Ugh.
I know. Even like reality shows that were shot like in the beginning of last year or like the end of 2019, like too much. I started Bridgerton, actually. Hard to believe.
You like it now.
Okay, so I wouldn't go that far. I mean, like, I'm on episode 6. I'm probably going to finish it by Thursday, not going to lie. I'm on the episode that's super horny, and I'm struggling. I am. I'll say it. I'm struggling to get through it because there is a lot of sex. And I can't understand British people, so I have to use subtitles because I never know what British people are saying. I think I'm very dumb in that way. So I use subtitles, but like sex scenes with subtitles suck because it'll be like light moans, lightly groaning, like soft whimpers. And I'm like, ugh, like as if it wasn't already bad enough.
I'm gonna have to watch Bridgerton just to get a screenshot of one of these.
I'll take a screenshot of soft whimpers if I find one.
She's of slurping.
I mean, they never say slurping. There's no nip slurping. I mean, there is, but like, no. anyways, that's
you're slurping.
Did you ever play HQ Trivia, the app? Do you remember it?
Oh shit, that is like so familiar.
Yeah, it was like
I forget what that was, but I also like, do remember it.
It was like every day, twice a day, there would be a live trivia game where like you would go in, you would play it. It's like multiple choice, and if you make it to the end, then you all split however much money they're giving away. It was like very big in like 2018. And I've been listening to this podcast called Boom Bust, which is about that app, HQ. And basically about how they completely fucked it up. And it's like, it has all of the makings of like a fun, like there's like the arrogant tech guy who like needs to be in the spotlight all the time. And he has like drama with the host of the show, and the other co-founder. It's fun. And it's, you know, it's interesting. Boom Bust. If you need a fun little pod.
Boom Bust. Boom interesting. Bust. Interesting.
Yep. Okay. Fun little pod alert.
Let's do our weird little ones.
Let's do our joint TV talks.
Oh yeah. Okay. So definitely caught up on Rue.
Caught up on Rue. How did you feel about the first episode being the like lip sync extravaganza situation?
So much to watch. There was just so much going on.
I don't like that much change.
No, that was just very abrupt. And it was like, are you doing this because you can't have that many people?
I had the same thought. I had the same thought. But I think they just wanted to stir up this much.
Yeah, I think so. But also maybe I was like, are they catching some kind of flack from people because they just like judge people before or just like are not based on talent or like, is it, I don't know. Cause like some of the people that they let on, it felt like did not have the talent that the other person had.
I know.
Weird. It was so weird.
Not all the matchups were great. The other thing is like, I kind of wish that we still got to see each queen come in the workroom. And like, I like when they all are together in the room at first. And then like, if the challenge was this lip sync off thing, and you could still do the twist where each person gets eliminated each time, but every single person is introduced. I guess it wouldn't have the same, like, what? We're all like, it wouldn't have the same impact, I guess, but I don't know. Do you have any faves?
No, literally no, because I barely remember anyone. There were two though that stuck out, but just because they remind me of like Katja knockoffs, you know?
Oh, you like Utica Queen.
Utica Queen.
Yeah.
But she's so, yeah, they have to like, I guess, and I knew it was going to be a fucking continuation bitch.
Of course,
bitch.
It was going to be a continuation bitch. I mean, we knew they weren't all going to leave. Like, that made no sense.
Yeah, it was dumb. We're going to have a 6-person challenge.
I really like Candy Muse. She was wearing the denim outfit and she pressed the boombox in the beginning of her lip sync.
Yeah. She was cute.
She's a goofaroo. And I like Simone, who was wearing the Polaroid dress. With all of her pictures. I didn't love the dress, but I like her.
Yeah, I barely remember any of their names, but yeah, I don't know. It was the only ones that stuck out were like the goofy, funny queens.
Yeah, that's your type.
For favorite wise, yeah.
I always want to go for a funny queen, and then I always get like sucked into the beauty queens. That's just me. But you know, I go in hard, so I'm excited. I like the group. I didn't like the episode. That's how I feel about it. Okay. 90 Day Fiance.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Because with every reality show now, I'm just sort of like waiting for COVID to happen. I'm like, what? Or I'm like constantly trying to figure out like what month it is or like where we are in COVID time. Like, I don't feel great about the guy who is making his French girlfriend fly through Mexico so they can bypass the travel ban to enter the country. Not because like she's not travel ban, coronavirus travel ban, not like racist travel ban.
Right. Yeah, that one's fucked up. And like, obviously her dad is seen through the whole thing and like was warning her and like, she's never going to listen to him. Fine.
Yeah. I mean, if you're like, so I'm reading on a forum for people who have this visa that flying through Mexico in order to bypass the U.S. is working for one person, one rando on the internet. I don't know.
One rando on the internet.
It's wild. It's wild. But I understand that like they're in this crunch to because the visa expires. But I feel like they could probably get an exception because of coronavirus.
Well, yeah, that. And I mean, people aren't very patient. I mean, I think that's like a codependency fucking thing at this point for them. Like. Yeah. Oh, I mean, he was obviously pressuring her. You know what I mean?
Right.
This had nothing to do with her.
I know, but he has that total like nice guy persona because he is like a daycare worker with his mom. But I don't know. Something's up with him.
Take away the mom and then he's just a fucking creepy guy with a daycare. So,
you're not wrong.
His mom, he wouldn't have a fucking job. So I don't think he's a good guy.
I don't think he's a good guy either. He had me tricked, though, in the beginning. Yeah, it's really I don't know about the I don't have complete faith in the couples this season, but we'll see.
It's just like, I don't know. It's funny seeing couple after couple. Like, I mean, okay, on the scale of boys who try when it comes to like new apartment stuff,
yeah,
Jovi actually kind of tried.
I know.
I mean,
wow, you're Team Jovi? Well,
literally forget it. I can't believe I'm Team Jovi for a second.
Yara.
But she's kind of a bitch.
I know. Bitch. Yara is a bitch. Jovi is quite dumb though. So it's like, it's hard. What's
Jovi
the bigger,
is dumb.
What's the bigger offense?
Obviously.
Yeah.
That Jovi's dumb or that she's a bitch?
Yeah, I don't know. They're both equal, I guess.
Yeah, because he's just like, he kind of says inflammatory things and she blows up. So it's kind of like a perfect storm, I think.
It's
They're definitely going to make it.
It's turning out to be a pretty good season because like we have Rebecca and Zied, the like older lady, younger man. So that'll be interesting when Zied gets to America. I'm excited for that. We have the guy with the girlfriend who's clearly a lesbian, but keeps saying she's bisexual, but definitely just wants to come here and date women. I don't think.
Right.
Yeah. So he's not very smart, but he seems very open to that for some reason. I don't know.
Sure. Whatever. I mean, I guess he thinks
this is going to be like a constant threesome.
She likes him.
Right.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, he thinks it's going to be a constant
threesome.
He's
the brother,
but she's actually just going to start dating a woman. So, I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah, their whole drama is that he like wished the ex girlfriend that they had in their thruple or something, a good Corona or whatever the fuck the thing was when exes contact you during Corona.
yeah, to make sure that you're doing okay.
That's their big
like
drama.
Literally not drama at all. So something, another show drama. Is going to drop.
It's true. They probably slept together. Who fucking knows? I can't wait to hear about
it. It's going
to
be incredible. Do we have any other TV talks? Are you going to watch the new season of The Batch or probably not?
I mean, I'll give it a whirl.
Give it
but
a whirl.
I'll probably lose interest
that's
because
fair.
I can't watch with my fucking friends.
I know.
Boring.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't need friends because I can watch The Bachelor by myself and literally feel nothing the whole time. Not one.
Heard it here 16,000 times. Zoe does not need friends. She did not come here to make friends and she does not want to
Boss
make new
man
ones.
Biden.
No, I came here for love. On that note, email Diane at badboypod.com. Your bad boy's on the block, please. She needs to hear about your rude neighbor, your landlord. Ugh, tell me about it. Any appliances you've had to have delivered. Your step family, your real family, whatever.
Tell us how clean your asshole is and how you get it washed.
Yes, please send.
And how you dry that?
You know what? If you have a squatty potty or you just have an interesting toilet configuration, please email it to Diane because she is making a scrapbook, baby. Also, rate and review on Apple Podcasts. You know we are absolutely desperate for attention. So please give that a fivey.
Desperation is high for attention. We have not had a good or bad review in like weeks.
I'm going to say weeks.
Where are all the haters at?
Seriously, if you're a lover, please rate and review. And if you're a hater, you know what? Do it too, because any press is press. So whatever the fuck.
Just like reading reviews.
Yeah, we want to read. You know, we need to get our reading in.
And we want to make fun of you if you leave a stupid one.
Yeah,
so
please
leave a stupid one if you're dumb.
And that's all I have to say on that matter.
See you next
Tell your
week.
Friends
Welcome
about
to
it.
The new year. Tell your friends
Word
about it.
Word of mouth is the best way to get your podcast out there. So please tell your friends to listen.
I mean, it's not the worst thing you've ever said. Brought to you by Lady Parts.